Haftarah Parashas Masay. The Navi Yirmiyahu, he says Divrei Tochecha to Klal Yisrael. And in the Haftarah, Pasuk Zayin, the Navi says, on the things, the good things that Hashem made to Klal Yisrael, and they were Kafui Toiva, say, Va'avi etchem el Eretz HaKarmel, lechol piriyah v'tuva. I brought you to the Eretz HaKarmel, a land of, some explain as related to grain or related to vineyards. Le'chol piriyah, to eat from its fruit. Ve'tuva, from its goodness. Vatavo, vatetamu et arzi, you came, you defiled my land. Ve'nachalati samtem le'toiva. So, we see here that on the good things, Hashem, the Navi, he make a specific mention about the fruits and the good things in the land. And very similar to what the parsha, our parsha say, in the end of the parsha, we talk about the rutzchim, that he say that we shouldn't defile the land. And the prophet said that's exactly what we did. But etamu et arzi. So, there is an interesting Gemara, Masechet Sota, Daf Yud Daled. Darash Rabbi Simlai, mipnei ma nitave Moshe Rabbeinu likanes l'Eretz Yisrael. Why he wanted to get so much into Eretz Yisrael? V'chi lechol mipriya utzarich, or lisbo mituva utzarich? Does he need to eat from its fruit, to satiate it from its goodness? Borrowing from this pasuk here, this expression, lechol piriya v'tuva. Ei lakach ama Moshe. That's what Moshe, he said, or thought. Harbe mitzvot nitztavu Yisrael, ve'en mitkayemim ela be'eretz Yisrael. Many mitzvot, they are commanded, that only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and I want to mekayem them. By the way, also very related to our parsha. Our parsha, Perek Lamed Dalet Pasuk Beis, when it's talking about the Gvulos Eretz Yisrael. And then the pasuk says, "Zot haaretz asher tipol lachem benachala," and Rashi brings here, "Lefi she'arbe mitzvos nohagos ba'aretz ve'ein nohagos b'chutz al haaretz, utrach lichtov metzranei gvulei ruchotea saviv." So, because so many mitzvos that are got only ba'aretz and not chutz al haaretz was needed here, Hashem needed to say with very detailed way the boundaries of the land. So again, we see the mention of the fruits here, but here it's on a question, does Moshe need the fruits? Say no, for the mitzvahs. Now, another mitzvah regarding to Eretz Yisrael is also in our parsha. According to the Ramban, the Mekor of Mitzvah, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, is a pasuk in our parasha, Perek Lamed Beis. Pasuk Nun Gimel, V'orashtem et ha'aretz v'shavtem ba, to conquer the land and to sit, to dwell on it. Ramban explains, Al da'ati zu mitzvat asehi, yetzave otam sheyoshvu be'aretz v'yirshu ota, ki hu natna lahem v'lo yimasu benachalat Hashem. So I say, according to his opinion, that's a mitzvase. And in the Hasagos, the Ramban writes on the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam, in the Mitzvah Dalid, on the omissions of the Rambam, the Ramban explains the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is noheg even bezman hazeh, and is ma'arich on the what is included in the Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So based on that, we have here all the mitzvahs that is ba'aretz, we have Yishuv Eretz Yisrael itself. Mesha Chochma, he asks Akasha, he say, you know, why the Gemara has to ask, Mipnei ma nitave Moshe Rabbeinu leikanes lechol mipriale utzarich? Why? We don't have to come to the fruits. Entering into Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah by itself, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Why the Gemara doesn't say, like he wants to go because that's mekayim mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Can only mekayim there. So he says that we think what that Shevet Reuven and Gad, they're not mekayim mitzvah yishuv Eretz Yisrael. They also mekayim mitzvah Eretz Yisrael. Once the koivish, the land, this kibush, it's also a way to fulfill mitzvah yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But there are some mitzvahs tluyos ba'aretz, which they are dependent on the kedusha of the land, and on this, he gives, for example, the bikurim, a very specific one. They are noheg only inside the gvulos, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to get into, and that's why the Gemara doesn't have the havamin of mitzvah yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because he could mekayim ever here then. Now, I want to discuss a little bit on the Inyan. What's the Inyan of this Peiros Eretz Yisrael? In one hand, the Navi praises the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael and all the Tuva Haaretz. In the other hand, the Gemara asks, why Moshe Rabbeinu, he needed to go to eat the fruit? So I want to discuss a little bit about this Inyan of the Peiros Eretz Yisrael. It touched Allah Alemaise, Bracha Achrona, Bracha Mein Shalosh. The Tur Paskins, that when we say the Baracha Achrona, Salam Mechia ve'al Kalkala ve'al Tumas Ha'ber Eschem, Da Tova u'Rechava, Sheratzita v'inchalt alavo yiseinu, Lechol mipriya ve'lisbo mituva. Everybody agrees. The Tur say, here we say. But in the end, Uvnei Yerushalayim ira koidesh b'mehera b'yameinu ve'aleinu letocha ve'samcheinu b'vinyana ve'nuchal mipriya ve'nisba mituva. Say, we don't say over here. Why? Because when you ask Hashem, Uvnei Yerushalayim, and we want to go into the land, lechol mipriya ve'lisba mituva, no, we don't go to eat the fruits. We say in Masachet Soit that's not the tachlis to get to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we don't say. Now the Bach, he says it's a tema. Yicholek over there, and he say, of course, we say the lashon in the reisha and in the seifa of the bracha, and the Bach explains over there, also using a pasuk in the parsha, say like this: Sevetema halo kedushat haaretz hanishpat ba mikedushat haaretz ha'elyona hi nishpat gam bepiroteha. Say this kedusha of the land, which is influenced by the kedusha ha'elyona, also goes to the peiros sheyonkim mikedushat hashchina shochenet bekerev haaretz. He draws from the kedusha of the Shechina that is in the land. Ki al ken yizhir ve'amar besof parasha masei, in our parasha, lo titmi'u et ha'aretz asher etem yoshvim ba, which is exactly what the Navi Yirmiyahu say that they did. Don't defy the land that you dwell in. Asher ani shochem betocha, ki ani Hashem shochem betoch b'nei Yisrael. So, from here, we see that these peiros, they are yonkim from the kedusha, and they can also become like the opposite. Tame, we came at tame da aretz. So he say, ve'al ken nicha, she'anu machnisin bebracha zu, ve'nochol mipriya, ve'nisba mituva. Why? Ki bechilat perotea, by eating its fruits, anu nizunim mikdusha tashchina umetaharata. We are nourished by the kedusha of the Shechina. So, Ravol ben Aleishur, he adds, Se'arei achilat peirot be'eretz Yisrael, lav milta zutrahi, it's not a small thing, ve'chol kedushat Yisrael ve'asharat ha'shchina betoch ha'am, tluya ba. The kedusha Yisrael and the shchina is dependent on it, u'lezen itna lanu haaretz. For this was given as the land. Now, so, we have here this chiluk. So what about Moshe Rabbeinu? The Gemara asks on Moshe Rabbeinu, and seems to be like not for the fruits. It's okay. Moshe Rabbeinu shani. It's different. Moshe Rabbeinu panim el panim, diberim Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need peiros haaretz to get to his tachlis, to get closer to Hashem. But for the Am Yisrael, yes, that's a good thing, and it helps us to get close to Hashem. Now, talking about the peiros haaretz, another Gemara, Sechet Psachim Davchet. Amar Avavim Baravada, Amar Avitzchak, Mipnei Ma, Ein Peiros Ginosar Birushalayim. Why you don't find this Peirot Ginosar, which is very good, beautiful, and tasty, Peiros in Yerushalayim? Kedei Shelo Yu Ole Regalim, אומרים, אלמלא לא עלינו אלא לאכול פירות גינוסה בירושלים דיינו. So that עולי רגל, they will not come to say, you know, if I have come here to Yerushalayim on the regel, just to eat this perot ginosar, will be dayenu. And then what happens? Nimtzet aliyah shelo lishma. If they say that, the aliyah regel will be lo l'shem Hashem. And therefore Hashem didn't put all this tov in Gashmi b'Yerushalayim. The same thing the Gemara brings, legabei chamei Tveria. Why you don't find things like chamei Tveria in Yerushalayim, and the same thing, so that the aliyah regel would be lishma. So we see there is a place for Peros Eretz Israel, and there is a place for the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. The same way we find by the Shvatim, we have the concept of Shevet Levi, which the Rambam says whoever wants to take on himself to be Shevet Levi, he can. But we have this concept Shevet Levi, which is dedication to Torah, and we have the other Shvatim, which also the Tachlis, like is the Torah, but they also engage with more mundane activities. So we have this Chiluk on the people, Shevet Levi and rest of Klal Yisrael. We have in the land itself, Yerushalayim and the rest of Eretz Yisrael. The Chatam Sofer in Masechet Sukkah, he talks about the mundane activities in Eretz Yisrael, and he said that any activity which is where you mekayim the issue of Haaretz, that you improve the land, that you anything, any occupation that you do in Eretz Yisrael, it's begeder Yishuv Haaretz. V'davka in Eretz Yisrael, all these things, Chutz La'aretz, they don't have a kiyum of a mitzvah, but here they have a kiyum of mitzvah. Meaning with the Gashmi here, we can make a mitzvah and get closer to Hashem. So there is a mila in the Peros Haaretz, and all the good things that Hashem put in the land. But like we said, Sharabin was different. So now we can maybe try to understand why on the tour, and that's the gears of the Gra in the Bracha Achrona, why do we say in the beginning of the Bracha the Nusach to eat from the fruits, but in the end of the Bracha we don't say? Because in the beginning of the Bracha, maybe it's associated to all Klal Yisrael. It's associated to all Eretz Yisrael. Now the end of the Bracha, say, Uvnei Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Now we can connect to the Gemara in Pesachim. Yerushalayim, that's not the place for eating the fruits. That's the place for Ruchni. That's the place for Shevet Levi. And therefore we don't say in the end of the Bracha, we don't say the Nusach. I want to add here, the Medrash by Kra Rabba says that Hashem measured every land and found no land more suitable to the Jewish people than Eretz Israel, and no people better suited to Eretz Israel than the Jewish people. We know from the Pasuk that Einei Hashem ba mireshit ha-shana v'ad acharit shana. Hashem has much closer supervision over Eretz Israel. It's a supervision without any intermediary. The Ramban explains that all the other Aratzot, this Ashgaha, is through like as intermediaries according to each nation. And here in Eretz Israel is straight from Hashem. Like we say in the Bracha Achrona, Eretz Rechava. If you see in the physical aspects, Eretz Yisrael is not so big, like most of the other Eretzot. So maybe the meaning of Rachava is, it's an Erev which is conducive for growing, which is conducive for our self-expression. Rechava on the Nefesh is a land which gives us opportunity to fulfill much more mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs are tulu Baaretz, the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael itself. And even the quality of the mitzvahs, which we have also chutz la'aretz, is different. The famous Ramban, he brings from the Sifri, Hevu Metsuyanim. It says that the reason the mitzvah is Chovat Aguf, they apply Chutz La'aretz, of course they apply, Medeoraisa, but the reason is that we should not forget the mitzvahs when Hashem brings us back to Eretz Yisrael. Meaning the whole tachlis of all the mitzvahs, it's to be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. So it's a different quality. And therefore, we should appreciate the gift that we have, opportunity we have. We should be able to use both the ruchni and even the gashmi, the fruits, all the tuva, all the good things. Because like we said, the Vayikra Rabba, there's no land was more suitable to us. We say, Avira Eretz Yisrael Machkim, should be able to use all the gashmi to acknowledge Hashem, all the tov that it makes to us. We should be Ezrat Hashem, married to see Geula Shleima, which you see these 3 weeks to transform from being this Yemei Avelus for Am Yisrael to Yemei Simcha, B'mehirah B'Ameinu, Amen.